So let's be honest. If your first language is Spanish, in, on, and at are probably your worst enemies.
Seriously, you can speak great English, have a B2 level, and suddenly someone asks, "Where are you?"
And then your brain freezes and you start to think, am I in the Alps, at the Alps, or on the Alps?
Yeah, but today we're gonna fix that because in, on, and at are not random, but they feel like it.
That's true. You're listening to the Train and Podcast, by the way. I'm Johnny, and I'm here with Vicky. And today we're learning prepositions of place with real examples and a winter setting.
Yeah, we're going to the Alps.
Yes, very
Yeah.
good. Okay, well, let's see then our fictional dialogue in the Alps in a ski resort. Vicky, well, if Oliver could pay all of us holidays in a ski resort in the Alps, that would be fantastic, no?
Yeah, that would be a dream, actually.
Yeah, it's a good plan. We should talk with the company. So
Yeah, definitely.
let us start then.
Okay, I'm gonna start. I still can't believe we are finally in the Alps again.
I know the kids are already at the ski school and we just arrived at the resort.
Perfect. I'm going straight on the slopes after breakfast.
Of course you are. You're always on your skis before anyone else wakes up.
And you'll be on your snowboard, pretending you're more relaxed.
Yeah, because I am. Snowboarding is way more fun on this kind of snow.
Come on, skiing is better in the mountains, especially in places like this.
I don't know. Last year I was at a resort like this and spent more time in the cafe than on the slopes.
Ah, but that's because you were tired, not because of the snowboard.
Well, maybe. Anyway, our families are waiting at the restaurant.
Right, let's meet them in the main hall next to the fireplace.
Perfect. After lunch, I'll see you on the mountain.
Deal, and don't get lost in the resort again.
Fantastic. So, wow, let us talk then a little bit about in, on, and at, no? That they are so confusing.
Yeah, all right. So now let's slow down and really understand what's going on here.
Yeah, because for Spanish speakers, in, on, and at feel like a trap.
Exactly. You know the place, you know what you want to say, but the preposition, total chaos. So
Yeah, that's
now we're
true.
gonna learn about at, a point, not a space. So we use at when we think of a place as a point. From the dialogue, we have at the ski store, at the restaurant, at the ski school. Let's see more examples. At the hotel, at the airport, at the entrance. So you're not describing the inside, you're just saying where you are.
Fantastic, well explained. Yes, let us move then with in. Well, this is in an area or a space. So we use in when we are inside something. So from the dialogue, we heard that in the Alps, in the mountains, in the resort, and then maybe more examples could be, well, in the country, in a city, in a building. So, if you can imagine being inside it, inside somewhere, then use in.
Great. So now let's see on a surface or contact. We can use on when something is touching a surface. From the dialogue, we have on the slopes, on the mountain, on the snowboard. Then we have more examples like on the beach, on the road, on the sofa. So surface is equal to use on.
That's right. And this brings to my memory a song. Just, well, maybe those who are quite old like me might remember this this song. But you know that it's hard for Spanish speakers because even bands make jokes about it.
True, true, true.
Yeah. So, for example, there is a Spanish band called Los Toreros Muertos. Well, the young ones would not even know about who these weird singers were, no? But they wrote a satirical song called On the Desk.
Mm-hmm. And the whole joke is that Spanish speakers randomly put on everywhere.
That's right. So then they start to sing, and then once they say on the desk, another time they said in the desk, another time they say at the desk. So they were randomly just put it somewhere because you don't understand the logic, you just guess.
Yes, but in English, it's not random. It's about how you imagine the place, a point, a space, or a surface. So you have some typical mistakes. It's wrong to say on the Alps. The correct answer is in the Alps, right? And then it's wrong to say in the slopes. It's correct to say on the slopes. And it's wrong to say on the resort. The correct answer is at the resort or in the resort.
Very good. It's true. Because it depends where you want to imagine the person where you are. If you are inside the resort, fine. If you are outside waiting at the resort, then he knows that you're outside. So don't translate from Spanish.
Yeah, change the picture in your head. Like, that's a real trick.
That's right. So we have a question for the audience, Vicky, this year, this time. How would you say in English, estamos en los Alpes, en la estación de esquí, y ahora mismo en las pistas?
Wow. If you're watching on YouTube, write your answer in the comments.
That's true. By the way, Vicky, qué fácil en español, ¿no? En los Alpes, en la estación, en las pistas.
Exactamente.
¿No?
Yes.
But in English, it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, so be careful. Pay attention to our explanation before and write it in the comments. And exactly. If this episode is helping you, don't forget to give us a like and to subscribe.
That's right. Very good. And then remember that we got short episodes, real English, grammar that finally makes sense. And yeah, you can learn everything always entering here. Just on www.trainland.com. You got classes from 39 euros onwards. So yeah, you're more invited to visit our website and join one of our classes. Wow, let us then just talk a little bit about some winter destinations, not around the world, Vicky. Where people go skiing.
Yeah. When people think about, you know, winter holidays, skiing is usually one of the first things that comes to mind. And what's interesting is that winter destinations are not just about snow. They're about culture, lifestyle, and how people experience winter differently.
Exactly. And Europe is still one of the most important regions in the world for winter sports. So, for example, we got Switzerland, right?
Yeah, Switzerland is often seen as the classic ski destination.
That's right. No, resorts like Zermatt, Saint-Maurice, Verbier, famous worldwide. People love skiing in the Alps with views of iconic mountains like the Matterhorn, a beautiful place. I've been there and it's really amazing. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And the ski season in Switzerland usually runs from December to April. And some high altitude resorts even stay open longer.
That's true. And then we got Italy. And Italy offers a slightly different experience.
Yes, the Dolomites are famous not just for skiing, but also for their scenery and food.
Very good. And then you got resorts like Cortina. By the way, Cortina right now, it's in the middle of the Olympics, of the Winter Olympics, and are popular because people enjoy being at a resort where skiing, food and relaxation all come together. And then we go to Austria. Austria is also a favorite for many European skiers.
Yeah, places like St. Anton are very well known.
Austria is famous for its après-ski culture. People ski during the day and then spend time at mountain bars and ski villages in the evening.
And let's say Spain. Many people don't expect Spain to be a ski destination, but it actually has several important resorts.
Yeah, the most famous one is La Cadaveret, located in the Pyrenees.
It's very popular with Spanish families and even with the Spanish royal family.
Yeah, that was it's true. And Spain also has Sierra Nevada in Granada, where you can ski in the mountains and sometimes see the sea on the same day.
Wow. And then you have Andorra. Andorra is small, but extremely important for skiing.
That's true. Resorts like Gran Valira and Val Nord attract skiers from Spain, France, and many other countries.
Yeah, people like Andorra because everything is close. You're at the resort, in the village, and on the spot slopes within minutes.
Okay, you used all of them, huh? Add in on. Fantastic.
I
Cool.
know. So now let's see, Romania. Romania is less famous internationally, but it's growing as a winter destination.
That's right. So Romania, it's amazing. I heard many good things about Romania. So places like Boiana Brasov offer skiing in the Carpathian mountains, no? Los Carpatos in Spanish.
And it's often cheaper than Western Europe, which attracts new skiers and families.
Very good.
And well, outside Europe, we have North America, which is extremely important.
That's true. In the US, Colorado is in the top is a top destination.
Yeah, you have resorts like Aspen, Vail, and that are famous worldwide.
Yeah, and in Canada, you got Whistler is one of the most iconic resorts, known for long seasons and great snow quality. And before we move from North America, Canada, we were talking about Bariloche also, no, in Argentina. It's I mean, it's also one of the places, no, to go and ski. Wow, it must be amazing, that place.
It is. So moving to South America, you have Bariloche. They have very famous resources also there. And now let's move on to Japan. Japan has become very popular for skiing in the recent years.
Yeah, especially because of its powder snow. Resorts like Niseko are famous for deep, soft snow.
Yeah, the season is usually shorter from December to February, but the snow quality is exceptional.
That's right. I heard also that South Korea also has quite a good slopes and places.
That's
So yeah.
true.
Yeah, so amazing, eh? Asia, yeah, must be, yeah, because when you go to the Europeans' places, there is full of Japanese. I don't know, there are Japanese everywhere, always.
Really?
Well, Japanese or South Korean, I cannot distinguish them exactly when they are with all the ski things,
True.
but yeah, it's they love to ski, yeah, these people, certainly. So, why people choose different winter destinations? Well, some people want to be in the mountains and focus on sport.
Others prefer being at a resort, enjoying spa, food, and comfort.
That would be me, Vicky. Just if there
That's
is a spa, if there's a spa, forget about the slopes and skiing. I would stay there all day. Okay. And many just want to be on the slopes all day, no matter where they are.
And this is why prepositions of places are so important, because they help us describe how we experience these places.
That's true. So, we left a question, right, or a sentence before.
So let's repeat the sentence in Spanish. Estamos en los Alpes, en la estación de esquí y ahora mismo en las pistas.
Okay. Y claro, ahora querrás que sea yo quien diga cómo se dice en inglés, ¿verdad?
Exactamente.
Okay. Bueno, pues lo tenemos aquí, ¿eh? So we are in the Alps, at the ski resort, and right now on the slopes, ¿no? Y por dar un poquito una explicación gramatical, recordad, ¿no? Dijimos que cuando estás dentro de algo, ¿no? Como por ejemplo, ok, estoy, I'm in France, in the Alps, fantástico. Hemos dicho que cuando estás en un sitio que es, por ejemplo, un edificio, mismamente, como puede ser un ski resort, tú puedes estar tanto in, dentro, como en este caso, at the ski resort. Okay. Pero claro, estamos on the slopes, en las pistas, porque estás encima de las pistas, ¿no? Así que no diríamos in the slopes, sino on the slopes. Good. Correct, Vicky?
Yeah, all correct. Muy buena explicación. We have all the three prepositions here.
Fantastic.
So
So let
now,
us then go.
now it's your turn.
That's right. So write one sentence about a winter place using in, on, or at. Maybe you forgot about a winter place. We spoke about Switzerland, Japan, a little bit about Argentina, but maybe there's another places that you know. And anyway, just let us know, eh?
Yeah, write it in the comments. And you have, for example, I'm on the beach in winter, not in the mountains, for example.
Okay. Yeah, for example, that's true, huh? So today we learned how to use in, on, and at with places.
Yes, we have point, space, surface. That's the key.
Very good. But next episode, we will we'll talk a little bit about understanding a conflict text, okay? How we can do that.
Yes. So visit our website, trainline.com, to keep learning step by step. Don't forget to give us a like and subscribe also, so you can stay tuned to the next episode.
Fantastic. So, Vicky, thank you very much. See you in the next episode, friends.
See you. Bye.